Right now, we need to head up to the Magic City, Minot, and check out what's going on at the North Dakota State Fair. We talked to him a little bit last week. I think we talked to him on Monday, too. But Brian, representing Ransom County 4-H as well. And Brian, how's the week gone for you up there?
It's been a busy week, but it's been a good week, Eric, and getting a little tired, but we'll push through.
And you, I think I was talking to you a little bit earlier today. It's actually a great weather day. You guys are not dealing with a lot of the smoke, are you?
No, we're not. And yeah, the temperatures are really nice to be able to walk around and look at stuff throughout the fairgrounds. And it's a little warm, but you can duck into one of the air-conditioned buildings up here and cool off for a few minutes. And but it's really no wind today, just a really beautiful day out here.
I think they're having a lot of the same weather out in Bismarck. I was talking to Scott Sinner a little bit earlier today, too. He was out there, and that's the same thing there, that it's been a nice day in central and western North Dakota. All right, Brian, well, let's get to it. I know the 4-H and the showing really kicked into gear yesterday, so how are things going?
Yeah, you know, the numbers are really good. We had check-in for exhibits on Tuesday, and after being off last year, no one knew what really to expect, if the kids and families would come back and in full force, or if we would see some drop due to individuals finding some other activities to do over the summer since we weren't here last year. And boy, did they come out. Barns are full. The animals, kids are excited. There's excitement in the air, and it's been a great week up to this point. And we kicked off the 4-H FFA shows yesterday, and they will run through Saturday morning, rounding out with the round robin showmanship contest for both the 4-H and FFA divisions. And that kind of wraps up the 4-H and FFA week here at State Fair.
Okay. Brian, as far as Ransom County goes, I guess we had some winners, or at least some high-placing kids from the 4-H program as far as livestock and things like that.
We have been. The beef show is still going on, and we've got quite a few entrants over in the beef show, so I'm not exactly sure where we're sitting there yet. The 4-H goat shows take place tomorrow. We wrapped up, or the 4-H sheep show is currently going on. Let's see, the 4-H swine show is basically the one that's really in the books and done and complete. And we had a lot of entrants there, too. I think we've, for our county, I think we're 35 pigs here just from Ransom County up here representing. Wow. And our name got called a lot yesterday during the show. And in the senior showmanship, Lindsay Goldbreth from Enderlin was the high individual there, and will be moving on to the round robin contest, as well as Paige Zimprick was champion intermediate swine showman yesterday, and will be moving on to the round robin contest in her division. The other unique thing with this showmanship is 4-H is doing something new tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock, we're doing what we call a North Dakota Leader Showmanship Contest. And we have 24 leaders from across the state of North Dakota coming out to participate in a livestock showmanship contest. And these individuals are going to be paired with our high individuals in the intermediate and senior showmanship contest. And so we've already got two representatives that will be assisting with that show on tomorrow afternoon with Lindsay and Paige in there. Okay. And they're going to work with our representatives and over at the State House and Senate. And we've also got NDSU's president, Dean Brashani, coming up to participate as well as several other folks, and really a chance to highlight what 4-H does and what we do in 4-H, and really get 4-H out there. And the live showmanship contest will take place tomorrow at 5 o'clock in Horse Arena 2 tomorrow afternoon. So we're really looking forward to that and getting excited for that.
Well, and I know the governor is supposed to be a part of this as well. And this is the deal. I mean, this is like a contest. Like, the governor's going to be up there with showing whatever he ends up with, and it's his deal. I mean, he's got to do it, right? And they're going to train him?
He does.
Okay.
The 4-H kids are going to tutor him for about 45 minutes, and then he's going to be put to the test to see how well he does against three other counterparts in whatever species they give him. And we will pick a winner out of each species, and he may be deemed a winner tomorrow in one of those species. And but it's we're really looking forward to this event. And yes, Governor Burgum has committed and will be here tomorrow. Egg Secretary Commissioner Egg is trying to get up here. He's had some scheduling conflict, but we're hoping that he can make it over here as well. So, but we're real excited for this event.
Well, that is fantastic. And this is the first year they've ever done this, or is this something that's happened before?
This is the first year we've done this here in North Dakota.
Okay, very, very cool. Well, Brian, we got about 60 seconds. So for folks that haven't made the state fair yet, animals and displays are still going to be on. And this the fair goes through Saturday, is that right?
Yep, it wraps up Saturday night.
Okay, it just threw me off. So usually fairs wrap up on Sunday, so I was like, why is it Saturday? But I suppose...
Right.
Yeah.
Several livestock shows still taking place up in the barns, and all the commercial exhibits, all the static 4-H and FFA exhibits are housed over in the main State Fair Center. Lots to do yet here at the State Fair.
And you've got quite a haul up there. I mean, there's a lot of project displays, animals. So I'm assuming everything will be cleaned out and wrapped up on Sunday, or will it take you a couple of days to get out of there?
A lot of the livestock will start heading out here in the next couple days. There'll still be a lot of livestock left Sunday morning, and that will get out of here. Our trek home will begin Sunday, and we'll have to come back and get 4-H static exhibits. And hopefully by Tuesday morning, we'll have everything home and back in place.
Right. And then just to clarify, because I think you and I talked about this before, but some of the animals, or maybe the majority of the animals that are up there from Ransom County will be at the Ransom County Fair and then the auction? Is that right?
Yep. The 4-H'ers that are participating here, most of their livestock projects will be on display at the Ransom County Fair at the end of August.
All right. Very good. Well, Brian, thank you so much for the update. And I'm glad you're breathing easy up there because it stinks down here.
But anyway, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not good. But, Brian, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Brian Zimprick, the extension agent, but also part of the 4-H program. A lot of the extension agents are. And doing a great job at the North Dakota State Fair, which wraps up on Saturday night.